From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea, who is away this week. Happy Monday, everybody. We thought we'd get the week started right with a good show for you today. In just a minute, we'll talk dollars and cents with a good friend of News and Notes, Julianne Malveaux. And later, we continue our month-long series on hip-hop with a look at violence in music. We'll talk to rapper icon Master P in studio about why he suddenly changed his tune. But first, it's time for a few headlines. Today, we start on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan. According to a story today from the Associated Press, black military enlistment has taken a nosedive. Compared to 2001, nearly 40% fewer African Americans signed on the dotted line last year. That number includes both active duty and reserve recruits. The Army's hardest hit, blacks made up 23% of recruits in 2000. That number down now to a modest 12%. Experts are at a loss as to why exactly African Americans are no longer enlisting, but they say the drop's been padded in part by a hike in other minority signups, especially among Hispanics. Our second headline takes us to Malibu, California, where rap mogul Marion Suge Knight has put his 7-bedroom mansion on the auction block. The sale comes after Knight filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. For those of you who do not know Knight, he founded Death Row Records, a driving force behind rap's increasingly violent image. Later in the show, we'll be taking a closer look at that image and whether or not violent music tells the truth of street life or creates its own violent truth. But first, we've got one more headline, and it takes us to that thrill ride in your wallet and in your pocketbook.